With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The governor announces the next phase in reopening the economy. We've got team coverage starting with Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox. He says, come Friday, bars, bowling alleys, zoos, aquariums, and rodeos can happen.
With office buildings and gyms opening today, Governor Abbott included childcare on the list.
That also includes programs like Boys and Girls Clubs as well as YMCA programs.
On Friday, bars, bowling alleys, bingo, zoos, and aquariums can open at 25% capacity. Pro sports without fans, youth sports, and youth camps can reopen on May 31st. Abbott says the openings are made possible due to the decline in the positive testing rate and our hospital capacity.
We have plenty of ventilators and hospital and ICU beds.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Austin, New York talked to a North Texas bar owner about the announcement.
Bars across the state can open at 25% capacity, but that rule doesn't apply to outdoor seating as long as proper social distancing is practiced. This benefits bars like the Kitty Trail Ice House, which features a large outdoor patio. Managing partner Buddy Kramer says they've been preparing for this reopening for some time.
We removed quite a few tables outside to make sure that every table is going to meet the governor's standards. Inside, we've also removed tables as well. Usually, we just have open seating. We're not going to do that for this period of time. We're going to actually seat customers.
Kramer says they will also have a time limit for customers and will eliminate the line to get in, instead taking reservations. He says the last 2 months have been very difficult, but they've managed to keep most of their staff. Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLE.
Reactions coming in from the Texas Restaurant Association.
Texas restaurants are excited to be able to open up at 50% capacity on Friday, but the Texas Restaurant Association's Emily Knight says some restaurants are concerned they'd be sued if coronavirus spread at their facility.
If you're following the guidelines and you're taking reasonable care according to those guidelines, we do need some type of protection for businesses. And I know restaurants are very concerned about this. So we feel confident that in the next round, or really CARES 2.0, that we will be able to secure liability protection for our restaurants and our bars.
Knight adds that the TRA went to bat for bars this time around to help the governor approve them opening at 25% come Friday. John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLT.
Part of the governor's plan is to allow office buildings to reopen up to 25% capacity and maintaining social distancing.
The fact that businesses can partially reopen will be a dance. Who gets in? What will they do? SMU economist Mike Davis says there is also the problem of making sure you don't open too fast so you get employees sick again.
Is there any way in some businesses that you can have people show up to work and keep them safe? There's a lot of micro stuff that's going to go on. And I think what we're really seeing here is that the bigger players in this pandemic has not been the government. It's been all of us making our decisions.
So far as refiring the state's economy, Davis says that will be a slow proposition that'll take place over weeks. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
We got full details about the governor's latest orders on our website at krld.com.